You're listening to Gamesform's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Dive into the world of mobile gaming with us as we explore the latest trends and discuss best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Gamesforum's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. I'm Mariam, head of content at Gamesforum, and today I am delighted to be joined by none other than Ben Yeager, who is VP of EMEA at Moloco. Ben, fantastic to have you on. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mariam. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so we've got much to talk about. So everything from Moloco, tech, general challenges facing the mobile games industry, and much more. So I kind of just want to kick off our discussion with the first question I have for you here, Ben. So for those who are curious, what sort of led you to your current role as VP EMEA at Moloco, and how has your sort of career journey shaped your perspective on the mobile gaming industry?
Yeah, that's a trip down memory lane is always fun. So I ended up in this role. This is actually almost 15-year journey in app performance marketing. But only my third role. So I've been with two other companies prior to Moloco.
Right.
One was a company that was called SponsorPay, which is now called Fiber, rebranded as Fiber, and is now part of Digital Turbine. That's where I initially started my journey, where we helped as a mobile team, both serving publishers, helping them monetize, as well as advertisers. So a typical end-to-end ad network that later turned into an SSP and so on. Already there, very heavily focused on gaming clients. And then I moved on to AppsFlyer, which is a dominant mobile measurement partner. And there I was responsible for the expansion of the establishment and then expansion of the German-speaking region and then later Central European region. The third position now at Moloco, I'm overseeing the EMEA business, as you mentioned. And the reason I joined was that although I had been on the media side, I was introduced to Moloco and some of the leaders that were coming in by an ex-colleague of mine who had left Fiber, worked with me at Fiber, and then went to Google and spent the past 8 years or so at Google. And he introduced me to Sunil, who runs our global business, who is an expert at building ads businesses, where he did so at Google, built a Google app dev team, later led Google cloud gaming. And a very smart person that I really enjoyed interacting with, and I thought I could learn a lot from. And that made me end up here after him convincing me that Moloco is not just a media business, but actually introducing me to Ikjin, our founder, who showed me his vision for the company and made it very clear that Moloco is a machine learning company first, very deep tech, and only media company second.
Interesting. So you kind of led me into my second question here perfectly. So machine learning, you know, those in the industry know how much Moloco deals with this sort of thing. So how is machine learning, in your opinion, sort of transforming the mobile advertising landscape? And what sort of strategies are driving the success in this space? You know, I think for a question like this, there's no one sort of, you know, better equipped to answer than you, Ben. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think for us specifically, machine learning, which is our bread and butter, Moloco is made up of MLC, machine learning company, and then slightly adjusted. So I think what it, particularly in the advertising landscape, where decisions have to be made on huge scale in extremely short period of time, it has been proven that only machine learning can actually is able to make decisions in an effective way that are aimed at driving outcomes that advertisers are desiring.
Yeah.
So it's been transformative in actually making real-time bidding possible for advertisers in a performant way. So that's kind of the background. But we've obviously, since a year now, have seen machine learning or AI transform every aspect of the game development, not just the advertising side, but
absolutely
from ideation using generative AI to creative production with generative AI, and so on. And I think now people are much more familiar with the power of this technology, which in the past was vague and probably also not necessarily that important in terms of if you think about a car, you just care about how smoothly and potentially how fast you get from A to B, but you don't necessarily, not everyone cares about what the engine looks like. And so for us, what drove the Moloco machine was always machine learning, but it's not necessarily what people cared about. They cared about results.
Yeah.
And now people are more familiar with machine learning. And so all of a sudden, this also becomes an aspect that they start to care about, and because they understand that they need to feed the machine with data and so on and so forth in order to actually get the best results. So there has been a shift in understanding how to work with machines to get the best results. And I think that is a very positive development that we've seen in gaming, but everywhere.
Absolutely. It's been really interesting to see what you guys have done in this space, because obviously you mentioned this, like, you know, machine learning, AI, these things are all mainstays. I think it's pretty much established at this point that these things are here to stay. So, you know, seeing what Moloco is doing has been really interesting, because it's, like you said, your bread and butter. So on that topic, and on the topic of tech specifically, can you share with our listeners some sort of examples of how Moloco's technology has improved client campaign performances across key metrics? You know, people love, as you know, in our industry, to know sort of, you know, the nitty gritty of the stats and the details and the metrics. So can you share any of that?
Yeah, sure. I think we need to take a small step back and think about what advertisers care about mostly. And I think that is acquiring users in a profitable way.
Right.
And there's a debate what the right metric is. I think for a long time it's been return on ad spend. That's what most companies are optimizing towards. I think there's, there's return on ad spend, and then there's a time component, definitely, in which I want to recoup my advertising spend. And this is ultimately what drives, it's the engine that keeps mobile games growing and going.
Yeah.
And I think that is the metric that Moloko has been focused on from very early on. A day seven ROAS as a metric to try and improve that. And that meant at sometimes neglecting other KPIs such as cost per install and at times even cost per action, because the return on ad spend is an equation that is made up of the revenue on the one side, so money coming in, and then cost on the other. And as long as you're able to find high value users, you're willing to pay much more for those as well. So when you asked me which KPI was Moloko able to basically improve for our advertisers, it would be a return on ad spend. And in doing so, allowing them to grow and reinvest constantly the money that they are spending on advertising, because the returns are so profitable and allowing them to feed that growth wheel.
Interesting. So obviously, Ben, you deal with a very sort of nuanced region, and that is, of course, EMEA. So how does Moloko help tailor its mobile advertising strategies to cater to such a diverse cultural and economic landscape such as the EMEA region? I mean, you recently wrote a piece on GamesFront's website, you know, regarding this. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there's... So what I was focused on in that piece was the different creative preferences that exists on a global landscape. But you're obviously right that in EMEA, there are huge differences ranging from the UK to South Africa, maybe to UAE. There's obviously very big differences in how to acquire users and what cultural tastes and differences are. But to be honest, when we think about gaming clients that are EMEA-based that we are serving here, they still are very heavily focused on acquiring top-tier countries and less concerned about acquiring users in the EMEA region. So, and I think that's the beauty of gaming, that you can just open up a global audience and find users wherever they are.
Yeah.
This is very different to other verticals that we serve, e-commerce, when you think about having to ship real world goods to somebody's home.
Yeah.
In the games or software space, you have a global audience that you can reach, and there it's more about finding profitable users wherever they are. And I think that's the real advantage of working with a company like Moloko, that has access to every single connected user on the planet. I think we process six million bid requests per second.
Wow.
So it's like huge potential in terms of reaching your audience, and you don't have to be focused on the region that you're in EMEA specifically, for example. So, yeah.
So with EMEA, out of curiosity, you know, you touched on this a little bit. There's every set has its own sort of nuances, cultural nuances, behaviors, that sort of thing. So how do consumer behaviors and preferences in mobile gaming differ across the various countries within this region? And, you know, what sort of things is Moloco doing to adapt to these differences?
Yeah, I think there are differences in on which platforms they are present,
yeah,
or operating systems. So I think if you look at the share that iOS has in the UK, it's much larger than it is for the rest of mainland Europe, for example, where Android is the dominant operating system. Then I think obviously depending on the disposable income, you can also tell that there are countries where just the buying behavior is very different, and your chance of finding whales or high value payers is much smaller, but on the other hand, the cost of acquiring users in those regions is also smaller. And yeah, since all you care about is the gap between the value of your user and the cost of your user, it is also attractive to acquire users all over the globe. So we've seen our customers do extremely well with global campaigns, or at least like campaigns that target entire regions, and then letting the machine find pockets of users that are actually meeting the mark and reaching those day seven ROAS goals.
Yeah.
And not trying to impose any pre-existing expectations on the market, I think is valuable. Like doing data exploration, letting the machine find those users is the part that seems to work best if you're looking for real scale.
Absolutely. And it's actually, this is something that's sort of in addition to what you're saying, but in terms of cultural nuances, like you're dealing with such a vast region. And I remember reading an article lately about how big mobile gaming is in the Middle East and North Africa, for example. So it's like, out of interest, like you must be seeing so many different sort of trends that are relevant to specific regions and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think rather than focusing on the differences, I think the beauty of having a machine learning tool is that you can let it figure out commonalities and
right,
figure out patterns that are emerging, and using the power of vast scale and huge data,
yeah,
to help you drive your growth.
Interesting stuff. So we always ask all our guests to sort of do a little bit of future gazing. So obviously we work for an industry that is ever-changing, ever-evolving. So what are you most excited for in terms of the future of mobile gaming and what you're seeing?
I'm excited about we spoke about machine learning and generative AI.
Yeah.
And I think we lack the imagination as to what might lie ahead in terms of the impact that this may have on game development, on creative development.
Yeah.
And this is something that I'm particularly excited about when it comes to mobile games. The unknowns, because I'm sure we will be mind blown what can arise in the very near future. I think that would be I expect very new, innovative concepts, ideas, creatives.
Especially within the realm of machine learning, I feel like the possibilities, we're only just starting to see the beginning of what the possibilities are. I mean, it's endless at this point.
Yes. I mean, you could imagine, this goes back to, I think, what we can imagine, but and it's already quite far from where we're now. A game that is developing as you play it. So we both playing a game, and your game experience might be completely different because you behave in a certain way versus how I behave.
Yeah,
and it's adapting on the fly, and so I think more and more personalization is to be expected as one theme. But as I said, I think the beauty is in all the areas that I can't imagine.
Absolutely. What you just mentioned, that would be such a cool thing. I don't think I've heard of that before, but that alone would be awesome. Interesting stuff, Ben. So last question for you here. Obviously, we can't talk about the opportunities without sort of, touching on some of the challenges. So in your opinion, what are some of the most sort of pressing challenges facing the industry today? And how can we collectively work to, address them?
I think for the past few years, we've seen a shift towards privacy, to a privacy first world.
Yeah.
And that has come with the challenge of bridging all the practices that were prevalent prior to this emerging, which was user level targeting, user level attribution. And I think that is a challenge that we're still trying to come to grips with and overcoming, and turning challenges and opportunities is the name of the game. And I think we will continue to see, at least as an advertising industry, this being our main challenge.
Absolutely. I think that's something that I've seen, that everyone, I think the commonality between all of us in the mobile industry is balancing that sort of personalization with the respect of people's privacy and all these things that are coming out, like GDPR and so on. Interesting stuff, Ben. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been some really fascinating insights. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on to Mobilize and Monetize.
Thank you, Mariam.
And that is it for this week's episode. Until next time.